Michelle Franzen, a federal judge in Boston, hearing arguments today over Harvard University's lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's decision to freeze more than $2 billion in federal funding.
The hearing featured an attorney for the administration arguing that Harvard's contracts with the government give Washington the right to cancel the grants. But Judge Allison Burroughs pushed back, saying the Constitution puts limits on the government's actions. Harvard says its First Amendment rights have been violated in the canceling of more than $2 billion in grants. The administration says the school has become a hotbed for anti-Semitism. It's a charge the university forcefully denies.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy, the man convicted of kidnapping and murdering Eitan Potts in 1979, has been granted a new trial. Federal appeals court today ruling that the jury received a flawed instruction from the judge about Pedro Hernandez's purported confessions. Potts was six at the time. His face became the first to be printed on a milk carton as a missing child. And stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News. Police in upstate New York have charged a Canadian father with the murder of his 9-year-old daughter while both were driving from New York City to Montreal on vacation. He's entered a plea of not guilty.
New York State Police say Luciano Fratolin and his young daughter Melina were vacationing in upstate New York from their home in Montreal when Fratolin called Saturday night saying the 9-year-old had been abducted by someone in a white van. Captain Robert McConnell says when investigators began finding inconsistencies in that story, they began searching around Ticonderoga, New York.
Members of the New York State Police Forest Rangers located Melina, deceased, in the shallow portion of a pond.
Fratolin was supposed to have returned his daughter to her mother's custody on Sunday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Washington Commanders set to get a new stadium built, but President Trump vowing on social media that he plans to delay those plans unless the Commanders change its name back to the Washington Redskins. The team's name changed in 2020 after Native American groups said the old one was insensitive and offensive. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
The news this hour from WRCO is sponsored by Right Way Shell. With fuel prices so high, Fuel Rewards Platinum status is your ticket to saving big at Shell. Save at least 10 cents per gallon on any fuel type. Combine it with your other rewards and unlock VIP experiences. Download the free Shell app today from the App Store or Google Play and cash in big time at Right Way Shell in Spring Green.
Your forecast tonight is calling for lows in the mid-60s, southeast winds of 5 and mostly cloudy. Tuesday, look for partly sunny skies with a slight chance for showers or thunderstorms, highs of 87, southeast winds of 10. Tuesday night, lows in the mid-70s, a continued slight chance for showers or storms. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy, heat index readings could be over 100, highs of 93. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 and it's 83 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
WRCO 100.9.
Thought I'd do. Funny how last Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Now seating with no wait. Try something different, a perfect blend of country and community.
I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Some sometimes we find just a weak man up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house.
No, I think I'm working on it. Let's see. Three of a kind, four of a... Anyway, while I try to figure that out, that was Two of a Kind by Garth Brooks. A reminder that a portion of Quarry Drive in Henrietta Township in Richland Center will be closed Tuesday morning from 7 to 10. The closure will be from County Highway D to Beatty Drive. For today, though, the Avoca Highland American Legion Auxiliary Unit 335 would love to see you, as they will be serving a pork loin dinner from 4 to 7 or until gone at the Avoca Village Hall. Cost for a meal, $10.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on. Bring them up to have their brothers back.
I'm here at the theater to interview cast members from the Community Players summer show, Little Shop of Horrors. But there's no one here, except a huge green plant. Excuse me, are you in the cast of Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, I'm in the cast, but you could also say the cast is in me.
I see. You mean that you're all so close.
Oh, couldn't get any closer.
Are you looking forward to having an audience?
Well, that's exactly what I'm hoping for. I want lots of people to come see it. So many, it's hard to get away.
I see. Well, folks, if you're brave enough, come see the Little Shop of Horrors.
The Community Players invites you to come see the summer musical, Little Shop of Horrors. It's a story about a bloodthirsty household plant from outer space who brings fame and fortune to a shy florist and a whole bunch of trouble. The comedic cult classic will feature a huge, man-eating plant that will make Glenn Dunn disappear right before your eyes. Performances are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 25th, 26th, and 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium at 7 o'clock on the Friday shows and Saturday shows, and 2 p.m. on the Sunday shows. $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can be ordered online. Please go to eventbrite.com and search for Little Shop of Horrors. Come hear the 60s doo-wop girls sing Skid Row and Audrey sing Somewhere That's Green. Hope to see you there.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, J-E-N-N-I. At MWT.net.
100.9 WRCO.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough.
found is they don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is they don't live in bigger houses.
Michelle Franzen. In Kentucky, sentencing hearing is underway for former Louisville police officer convicted of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor in a 2020 shooting. The DOJ under the Trump administration now calling for a lesser sentence.
Brent Hankison was among several police officers executing a no-knock warrant looking for a suspect who, it turns out, was already in jail. During the raid, Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in her home. The 48-year-old Hankison faces up to life in prison, but the Justice Department has recommended that he serve one day. Taylor's family is furious.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In Texas, state lawmakers have convened today for a special session, taking up legislation following the July 4th catastrophic flooding in Hill Country that killed at least 130 people. Fans are mourning the sudden death of Malcolm Jamal Warner, best known for his role as Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Police in Costa Rica say Warner drowned at a beach in Limon after being caught by a high current. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Well, a 10-game win streak has the Brewers tied for first place in the National League Central Division. Milwaukee survived a shaky ninth yesterday to take down the Dodgers and get the sweep. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
I think you got to, understand that this is a bunch of people that, have gotten to this point and just kept clawing away. You know, they're hungry. And I'm really, really proud of them, but we got work to do. We got work to do to improve in every area we can, but we can at least feel like we're capable.
The Brewers will send Brandon Woodruff to the mound tonight, 8:40, first pitch time in Seattle on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. A Portland newspaper reports guard Damian Lillard wasn't happy during his 2 years playing for the Bucks. A story in the Oregon newspaper says Lillard did not want to come to Milwaukee in the first place. He wanted to go to Miami, but his agent convinced him the Bucks gave him a better chance to win an NBA title. That didn't happen with his new team, getting knocked out of the playoffs in the first round twice. Lillard also had injury problems. He just signed a deal that returns him to Portland. A top recruiter for the Badger football team is leaving for position with the Las Vegas Raiders. Zach Zilm Jr. was the associate director of player personnel for the last 2.5 years. He joined the Badgers in February of 2023. I am Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Hoenig Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
You're a low of around 63.
Excuse me. Your forecast for tonight is calling for temperatures to cool down to the mid-60s for a low. Southeast winds of 5, mostly cloudy otherwise. Tuesday, partly sunny, a little more humid with a slight chance for showers or storms. Highs of 87, southeast winds of 10. Tuesday night, lows in the mid-70s, muggy with continued slight chance for showers. And Wednesday, partly cloudy. Heat index readings could be over 100, highs of 93. It is a partly sunny 83 degrees, and no precipitation to report. The barometer is at 30.8 as it falls. Winds out of the southwest at 5. Again, it's 82 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with everyone. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her? Touch. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. Thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember life before she came.
crying underneath the pier. We sat in the sand and we watched a couple sailboats sail. I had a shoulder, you had a story to tell. Well, the minutes turned to hours, talking about how it all fell through. Over the sound of the ocean, I said it's sure been good hanging with you. As that big old orange Texas sun fell, you said thank you for being a friend, but I was thinking to myself, girl, I can do one better. Stay with you forever, never leave me lonely again. I'll be more than just another temporary lover, baby. I'll be more than your friend. We could sit and talk forever, but I can do you one better. Walked over to see the strand. My old heart skipped a beat when you reached over and took my hand. I walked you back to that old Galvez under a starlit sky. When I leaned in for a kiss, you whispered, stay with me tonight.
Wanted to. If I die before you, I hope you get on an airplane and take in that ocean view somewhere in Timbuktu. We don't have to talk too much about it. Just let me say it, then I'll stop. Years are ahead of us, don't doubt it. But all our names end up on a rock. So if God takes me first, 'cause we don't get to choose, baby, forgive him and keep living. If I die before you, I hope you keep on laughing with our crazy, beautiful kids. Keep dancing like we do underneath.
soon. We don't have to talk too much about it. Just let me say it, then I'll stop. Our best years are ahead of us, don't doubt it. But all our names end up on the line. So if God takes me first, 'cause we don't get to choose, baby, forgive him and keep living. If I die before you, but tonight we still got each other and the rest of this bottle of wine. We don't get to choose, so baby, forgive him and keep living.
If the wife and I are a fussing, brother, that's our right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Talk around till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
There's a classic from Hank Williams. Mind your own business. Before that, Chris Lane, If I Die Before You, here on Country and Community. Tomorrow, you can help give the gift of life in the Lone Rock area. A Red Cross blood drive is being held from 12:30 to 5:30. That'll be at the Lone Rock Community Building. You can make your appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can also go online to redcrossblood.org.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Get the perfect air, high velocity fan to beat the summer heat, and the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $399 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
You better hold on to your overalls.
My overalls?
Cazenovia's tractor pull is back, and it's louder than Uncle Earl's chili burps. It's the 13th Annual Showdown, now Saturday, July 26th.
July 26th.
At Cazenovia Memorial Park, we're talking Too Hot to Farm,
Diesel Trucks,
Outlaws,
and the wildest ride of all,
Run What You Brung.
Run What You Brung.
Starts at 7 p.m. and just $10 to get in. Kids 10 and under are free as long as they ain't driving. Bring your boots, your buddies, and maybe some earplugs. It's going to be a pull to remember.
WRCO 100.9. Like red on a rose, when your lips first smiled at me, I was captured instantly. To each his own. Like blue in the sky, the gaze of your willing eyes, touch something deep inside. The truth be known, that I love you like all little children love pennies. And I love you cause I know that I can't do anything wrong. I belong. Like red on a rose. Thank you.
to Richland Family Restaurant Studios. No wait, just great vibes. Serving up the best mix of country and community.
Baby, when I stare, you know it ain't fair. It ain't my fault.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Kentucky, sentencing, a hearing is underway for former Louisville police officer convicted of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor in a 2020 shooting. The DOJ under the Trump administration now calling for a lesser sentence.
Brent Hankison was among several police officers executing a no-knock warrant looking for a suspect who, it turns out, was already in jail. During the raid, Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in her home. The 48-year-old Hankison faces up to life in prison, but the Justice Department has recommended that he serve one day. Taylor's family is furious.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In Texas, state lawmakers have convened today for a special session, taking up legislation following the July 4th catastrophic flooding in Hill Country that killed at least 100.